So let's pray first. Holy Spirit, I really need you this morning. When you put me and you put technology together, and it just can get messy, but when you put me and you put you together, man, there's something good that's going to happen this morning. And my heart of anticipation of how you're going to come and you're going to fill those gaps and you're going to fix everything, I'm just excited about. So may your words be true and honest and pure within my heart this morning as I speak. And we thank you for that in your holy name. Bless these folks, Lord. May their soil be readied this morning. May they be able to grasp the seed that may fall. And may you grow it, Lord, to the growth that you want to do this morning in your holy name. Amen. So, again, I'm excited to be here this morning. And this is what the Lord really put on my heart. And I really want us to get plotting your course through 2021. You have options. God made you with a will. And with that will, you can decide whether you're going to go to the left when you go out of your house or to the right. You can decide whether you're going to go out of your house or stay in your house. God is a gentleman. The Holy Spirit's such a gentleman that he won't come in and crowd your will. Will he allow things in your life? He does allow things in your life that will come around to help him guide where he wants you to go. But I've never had God up and say, this is where I want you to do this. I know you want to do that, but this is here. No, my God is so big that if he finds me over here and he wanted me over here, he's got this gentle way of nudging me. And I get nudged right into the path that I want to go. So plotting your course through 2021. You have options. Today you have options. I can't believe we're almost through the first month of 2021 already. I heard so many people, the times that my wife would show me Facebook and stuff and the news. Can't wait till 2020's gone. Can't wait till that nasty year's out of here. Can't wait. Well, why would I want to get rid of something that God's doing in the midst of 2020? See, 2020 for Carr and I'm sorry if you had rough. Man, I've been praying for you guys that had rough years. But in the midst of your rough year, what was God speaking to you? What was God trying to get to the core of, the root of, to get you to look to him, to stop looking to the left or the right, to stop the busyness? I don't know what God was doing in you. But you still had an option whether to walk out 2020 with grace and honor and under the Lord. And so now 2020 swept underneath. And there's been a lot happened since the November to today. And now we are in 2021. And that option is still yours to walk it out. The beautiful thing about that is God would love to be with you in the midst of that. Oops. Am I going the wrong way, Jen? Or? Okay, that's what I want. So, that's good. So this has been a scripture that God has gave me in 2020, and I've kind of been really just stuck there, and stuck in a good way. So we all, with unveiled face, behold as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. To be transformed into the glorious image of our Lord and how he would walk things out. To be transformed into, guys, I don't start out my day in the gutter and go, God, if you come and get me, I'll make it up here to glory today. No, that ain't how I wake up in the morning. I wake up and I Do I do this most mornings? I believe I do. I believe I can honestly stand here before you and say, Lord, thank you for this day. God, I put on my whole armor of God. I'm an Ephesians 6 guy. I love Ephesians 6. It just excites me that I have weapons of warfare. I like weapons. And Lord, I don't start from the gutter today. I start from glory. I start from the high end of glory. And I get to go from that glory to another glory. You know the beautiful thing about glory to glory? That glory is going to look different than this glory. That day is going to look different than this day. But there's another thing that the Lord promises us, that in these things, in these days, I will have tests, trials, and tribulations. There's going to be death around me in those days. There's going to be a neighbor that will have COVID and pass away. That happened to Carr and I this week. We had a neighbor, 54-year-old lady, got COVID, just did not pull out. But you know what? We rejoice. We rejoice because the word that her family, she went on to glory. She went on to a greater place. I lost a acquaintance of mine as well from cancer this last week. He was an uncle and a brother-in-law to a couple guys I know. And he loved the Lord with all his heart, but he fought cancer for years. But he went on to glory. And so he was fought hard to stay at this earth for those that loved him. But he sure wasn't sad to go, guys, I'm done. I'm going to see the King. Ben, if I can so speak, your mother got to go to glory. Your brother got to go to glory. It ain't over. It's just a pause in time before we get to see those that have gone on to glory. Do we hurt? I hurt for you, just looking at you, brother. I hurt for them families that lost because a loved one is gone. A mom, a wife, a grandmother, a daughter is gone. A brother, a friend, an acquaintance is gone. And we're going to miss them. But Jesus, show me through the test, trials, and tribulation of these things how to continue to live from my glory to glory today. Lord, I don't want to be stuck. A month from now, I don't want to be stuck here and going, now, please take the time it takes to mourn whatever it is you're mourning, okay? I'm not rushing past that. Mourning is a beautiful thing. Jesus wept and mourned his friend that passed away. He could go raise him out of the grave at any moment, but he still mourned the loss in his life. He mourned the trauma that happened to him. And he allows us to do the same thing. So I want you to know that I understand that many of you have come into 2021 carrying a very heavy load. Some of you are dragging a lot of baggage behind you. Some of you regret ever having to live through 2020. Others are weary of the effects of COVID upon their lives, their lifestyles, the isolation that's happened, and that's caused such stress and loneliness upon individuals and families. Guys, people are lonely. There's resentment from the loss of family time, finances, dreams, vacations that were planned and cut that couldn't happen. Graduations, I talked to many a teenager, believe it or not, they some of them like to talk to me. I talked to many of them and some of them are my grandkids, and they go, one of my granddaughters said, Papa, I don't even get to go to that dance thing they do. Prom, yeah. Thank you. You know what? My heart was broke for her. And some of the seniors, you know what? We didn't get what you got. We got cheated. And I'm sorry for that. But what's God doing in the midst of? What's God asking you to do? Is he asking you to get up, wash your face, and move on? Or is he giving you time to stay there, which is fine, but there will be a time that you get up and move forward. Because it's in the moving forward that you see the hand of God moving. God comes to the place. God loves moving targets. God, I want to do this, this, and this year. And he says, well, get up and start moving, Bert. Get up and start moving in that way. Get up and start planning that way. Get up and start moving in the glory that I want to give you. Because as you're moving by, you're a moving target, and I will hit you there. I will meet you there. I will spot you on there, and I will make it come complete. We were praying at the beginning of the year, Car and I, Lord, I got a few vacations I want to do this coming year. I don't like sitting still anymore. I've sat still a lot of my life. I was born poor, man, but now I'm not overly rich, but I got a God that wants to move on my behalf, and I get excited about that. You know what else I get excited about? And I'm gonna plug this for a minute. This Harvest Project. I was telling Mark and Amy a little bit this morning. I think we were talking, and I was not a missions guy. I grew up not a missions guy. I didn't have a dime to rub two dimes together as a kid, and I didn't even understand what missions was. But I'm telling you what, the minute that this dropped into my heart and we began, I says, God, this ain't going to happen unless you meet me. He says, that ain't going to happen unless you pledge something. And I said, so if I pledge something, you're going to meet me? He said, try me and see. So I remember the first year, and hear my heart in this. This is the first year, Car and I says, well, we're going to go big or go home. I said, I'm gonna pledge $100 a month. We prayed about it and we talked real. She says, where do you think we're gonna come up with $100? I says, the way I understand it, I don't have to come up with $100. The way I understand it, God's gonna give me $100 and I just gotta be ready to give it to him. And so that's what we did the first year. Is that right, Car? She's shaking her head, yes. Those of you that wanna check her out back there. She's pretty too, by the way. So the second year, I said, what do you think? And please hear my heart. This, I'm not bragging. I don't know where it comes from. I don't. She goes, I don't know, what do you think? I said, should we go for $200 a month? She says, you think God will meet us? I said, I don't know. Let's try it. So we did. And you know what? God hit us every month. I had to be willing, and there's months I don't want to give up $200 because that would go; those tires would look good on the car. Not that the other ones were totally shot, but they would run another 6 months if I did that. So would it be too brash to brag one more time? So the next year came. What do you think, honey? She said $300 a month. And I said, whew, where is somebody like me on a preacher's? You can come to this. I'll show you what we make. And know that I'm a guy that does stuff on the side, so I can make a few bucks on the side as well. But you know, God met us every month. So we're talking this year, and we go, should we go four? And she says, no, I think we have some other projects we want to hit with that. We got some other people that God wants us to bless this year. So let's take a break from that. Now, we're still doing our, but God wanted to expand where our horizon, wanted to change our vision a little bit. But guys, I'm telling you, in that, God has blessed me in ways I've tried even seen. And last summer, as we were sitting on the porch, and I asked my son-in-law Jeff, if you know Jeff, what a godly man, what a gift that God gave me, my daughter, my family. But he says to me, Dad, if God don't show up, what's something that you want to happen? But if God don't show up, it ain't gonna happen. And I told him, I said, I want to go to Alaska. I want to do some fishing this year. But if God don't show up, that ain't happening. It wasn't a week later, we get a phone call. Hey, Papa, you want to come to Alaska? I got two tickets for you and Nana. I got a car. I got an apartment for you. All your expenses will be paid, and I'll pay you a wage while you're up here. I'm going, holy smokes. God, when you come through, you're all over it. So we were, early this year, we were going, and Car says, I suppose you want to go back to Alaska. She says, but you ain't going without me. And I said, well, God don't show up. I don't know how this is happening. So one of our grandkids up there, one of the Finley boys, they're getting married. And they announced it, and they called Papa up. They said, Papa, if I pay you and Nana's way up here, so there'll be all the fishing you can do, all the hanging out you can do, but will you come marry me and my girl? God went ahead of me even before I really voiced. It was a heart thing. It was one of those things I was hoping for. And we'll see what happens. You know, if God, I don't know what's going to happen, but that's where we're planning to. And my wife's got some things she wants to do, but God is so good. So, next slide, if one of you guys can help me, because this thing ain't working for an old guy like me. Okay, so there's a couple things that, I'm going to run out of time here real quick, so I want to move right through. So a lot of us, I got my ear to the road a lot, I got my ear to the wind, and this word exhaustion, man, that's the word I hear. I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I'm whooped, I'm done, I'm exhausted, I'm tired. And the Lord says, what are you going to do with that? He says, you can choose exhaustion, Bert, or you can choose rest. And I said, how do I do that, Lord? He says, I want you to rest in me. I will take care of all these things. Matthew 11, 28 and 29, come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. And he says, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lonely and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, I will give you rest. Take my yoke, crawl in next to me, and start talking to me and that Holy Spirit that's on board with you 24/7, and learn from me. I've got to learn how to rest. Do I have it all down? No, but I think I'm getting a pretty good handle on it. My wife says, what are you going to do this afternoon? Well, I said, I'm going to do this and this, then I'm going to take me a nap, which was unheard of in our vocabulary. Where we come from, if you were caught taking a nap, you were a lazy Bert. That's just the culture I came from. So to learn to rest in the middle, to learn to take 5 minutes, close my eyes, and just dwell upon the Lord and rest in that. Because in this world, you will have tests, trials, and tribulations. The second one there, anxiety or peace. Anxiety or peace. I choose peace. Have I had anxiety? Yeah. That comes and goes. Anxiety is such a cheap word. And it's a doorway, actually. The enemy will get you exhausted and get you tired and get you wore out, and then he's going to come and he's going to pressure you with anxiousness. He's going to pressure you with, you can't enjoy the rest. You can't enjoy the peace that God wants to give you because he wants to keep you worked up. And again, you will have tests, trials, and tribulation, but no, I'll come and give you rest. No, I'll come and give you peace. Philippians 4, 6, and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Man, I like that. And the peace of God, which surpasses all of Bert's understanding. See, you can look into my situation, and you can probably understand it a whole lot better than I can at the time I'm walking through it. And I'm thankful for brothers that I can let speak into my ancestors, into my life. But I need that, and that's God sending you to me at times. But I need that peace which surpasses all my understanding. Lord, it feels hopeless, it looks hopeless, and unless you come through, I don't have a prayer today. He says, well, just, and the peace of God will come upon you with all understanding if you'll put away anxiety. Renewing the mind. This is part of the process, folks, of renewing the mind and the heart of man. We were born with exhaustion, anxiety, fear, anger, and hate. Those were instilled in you. You watched your parents have exhaustion, anxiety, fear, anger, and hate. Anger or contempt. This is a new word to me, this contempt word. It actually came out of the book club. It's something I didn't think a whole lot about. Contempt against my brothers and sisters. Contempt against my Lord. Forgive me, O God. But how much of this are you teaching to your children? How much of this are you passing on the heritage of exhaustion, anxiety, fear, anger, and hate to your grandchildren? To your wife, or wife to your husband. Now, I'm not here to condemn you. These are the same things I fight. These are the same thoughts that I wake up in the morning. So I had a guy tell me, he says, I set 4 alarm clocks in my room so I can get up in the morning. 1 o'clock, and I go, I never push the pause or that, what do you call that? That what?
Snooze.
Thanks, Ben. I don't push the snooze because I don't trust me to get up. I know me. So the minute that thing goes, my feet got to hit the floor or I'm done. And I had one person, I pushed it 6 times this morning. 6 times. Holy smokes, I don't know how much extra you got. But that, see, my mind's such that would bug me knowing that thing's going to go off in a few minutes. And then I'd snooze it again, and that bugged me even more, and I'd just kind of be in this bugging thing. And that's just too much work. I just will get up. I don't like to be bugged. How about fear or courage? Fear or courage? Ephesians 6:10, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Psalms 56, 3 and 4, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. In God's whose word I praise, in God I trust, and I am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? What can a mere mortal do to you? They can lock me in jail, I guess. They could beat on me. They could kill me. But I'm going to my glory. Don't forget that I'm fighting for glory. I'm fighting for the end goal. But my heart would be hurt because I don't want to leave my sweetie. I don't want to leave you guys because I enjoy some of you guys. I didn't mean the some, probably all you guys. That probably sounded bad. You're all going, well, I'm the one he doesn't enjoy. You see, he was looking some other way when he looked. I know how it all goes. Yeah, I've done the same things. I love y'all. Got y'all. And you too in the camera. That's good. And Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on unto your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Man, that's what I want, some straight paths, Lord. I want to get from point A to B so quick. This is where I want to live. I want to live on the right-hand side of rest, peace, courage, honor, and love. Anger. Man, this was my heart for many years. This was my core. This was my being. This is what drove me. But then when I find out fear is what was really driving my anger at the end of the day. See, fear drives all. Fear drives all of these at the end of the day. Should probably be at the top. But I put them here because these are the socially acceptable ones first. I'm so exhausted today. I stayed up and watched Netflix till midnight. And I played my game until I was exhausted. Huh, you bonehead, put the put the controller away, shut the TV off, and go find rest. And your heart will have peace. And when you have rest and peace, and then you can stand up and have courage. Every man has fear. Every woman has fear. But a true courageous man or woman face it and stand up against it. They make a choice. When you watch an army show and a guy's in the foxhole with his buddy who's down there cowering, they both have the same choice. Stand up and try to live through the day, or sit in the hole and cower, and you won't make it through the day. You have a choice. Have I ever been in a foxhole? No, not in war. I've been in a few foxholes of the world, and they're pretty miserable at times, but I don't think it's anything like war. So guys, I can't talk out of experience there, so forgive me if I've insulted anyone there. Anger, contempt, or honor? Yes. 1 Peter 2:17, show proper respect to everyone, love the family of believers, fear God, and honor their emperor. Pretty simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and body. And all these other things will just fall into place. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Ooh. Man, I don't want to do anything above myself. I don't even want to give my wife position at times above myself. I know, you can throw stuff at me. I get it. But I mean, that's just being honest. There's times I'm so selfish. It's all about me and my contempt for things. But you know what? I serve a God who is worthy to be honored. God gave me a wife, a helpmate, my lover, who is worthy of honor. God gave me children. There's one or two that, you know, children are children. You know, today they like you, tomorrow they may not. But that's okay. I want to love them as God and honor them for who they are. And then the last one, hate or love. Man, I don't like this word, hate. It's such an ugly word. You know, I was here in the academy a couple years ago, and we had a fire thing, and so everybody's out, you know, one of them drills. And these kids won't shut up, and the teacher says, could you guys please be quiet now? So I finally get on the bull, and you guys shut up! Oh, buddy. Everything froze, and they looked at their teachers, and they said, he said the S word. Wow, I did say the S word, I guess. Just didn't realize the impact the S word had on them at that moment. I was thinking the S word was a little more graphic than that, but I did get my point. But they did quiet down for a moment. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of man. Dude, things to meditate on. And that's all I want to do today, is give you a few things to meditate on today as we go. Can you give me that last slide, please? So I ask you to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time, he may, and I think it's even stronger than that, he will exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. And because he cares for you, he cares for your anger, he cares for your anxiety versus peace, he cares for exhaustion and rest, your hate and your love. God is there on your side. So I just want to leave you here today and just kind of sum all of this up. Those few things that I said here this morning, these are just a few thoughts that may help you plot your course. And I'm telling you what, if you can live on that right-hand side of the rest, of the peace, of the honor, of the courage, you will find yourself living a much happier life. So I leave you with this thought, something to ponder on. Could your family, would your family convict you of being a passionate lover of Christ? Would your neighbors convict you by the actions of who you are, being a passionate lover and obeyer of Christ? By looking at you, would they want to chase and follow after Jesus? I ponder that a lot, because looking at my life, I don't think I've got a lot of work to do. I don't think they would. I could convince anybody just by looking at my life. And Lord, I want to do better at that this morning. So I want to ponder on that more this year. I want to plot my course to be that image of Christ who will take me from glory to glory. Amen? All right. Let's all stand. All those of you at home are going to prepare to just close. So let me pray for you. Father, thank you for these words. Thank you for this time this morning. Thank you for the love of each and every one in here. And Lord, may we have planted some seeds. May we have given some thoughts. May we have touched, dear Father, some places, dear God, that need to be touched. And Lord, help us meditate and ponder and to hang out with you on some of these thoughts, some of these things. And Lord, may we give you all praise, all glory and honor in your holy name. Amen. Bless you all and have a wonderful day. Have a good day at home today, and God bless you. Bye now.